My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Hard pressure, lets it fly. Going deep, Shaheed. Oh! He's got it! Touchdown, New Orleans! A bomb to Shaheed!
It's Mike Schoep.
Levis looking. Levis tripped. He tried to shovel it. That ball is free, and the Jets have it.
Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. That is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better, and so I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
And the Bulldog.
If he can run straight, run jet sweeps and just run straight, he can't do too much else, so that's about it. But like, you put your hands on him, he's only 100-some pounds. If you put hands on him, you'll stop the speeds.
Again, going down the field, and what an interception! My goodness, Cam Taylor-Britt pulled it down with one hand.
It's Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Trevor, how stunned are you by the offensive performance in the last six quarters?
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so I'm pretty shocked. We got a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We had a moment last week. There's some football people right there. We had a moment last week where there was a report of a Brian Callahan quote that the Titans would have been better off punting on first down or something after that Bears loss.
Okay.
And you never went and looked to see if he really said that, but that was like sort of like, did he really say that? He is one of those clips talking about Will Levis. He definitely said that first thing, right? Like after listening to him yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. After seeing him clearly mouthing, "What the bleep are you doing?" at Levis, I think right after that play happened. I think I can, it's entirely believable that he would have said we'd been better off punting on first down during a news conference.
Man, he doesn't care, does he?
He runs a little hot. Yeah, I think he's running a little
hot.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that's here we are in the Titans at 3:04, but that's one where I thought the quarterback was pretty stable. I guess we don't know that he's not. I did not feel that way about Bryce Young. Like, he's coming out. Like, if they can't get anywhere, he has to come out. And the Panthers announced that today that he is. Levis is he's just not the same level of draft pick. But he's otherwise the same, you know, second year, right. Young, you know, new coach, and you try to make it work.
And he does do some good things, but he has done at least two awful things that have cost his team dearly. I mean, at least yesterday's turnover didn't go back for a score, but it certainly cost them a look at an easy 3 points and maybe more. I don't know. I mean, that's tough. I mean, that's a team that, you know, yeah, it's 3:05 now. We're talking about the Titans. I mean, I'm invested a little. I've got some.
That's right.
They could be 2-0. They could be looking great. I could have a buyout even. That's tolerable. It's a little early for that on an 8-leg division winner parlay.
Are you dead anywhere?
Of which Tennessee. No, other than Joe O's pool. No, that's the only place I'm dead.
I'm dead too in that.
Yeah.
But in that division thing, like it's too early to be dead.
Yeah.
But like I picked Baltimore. They're not dead.
No.
That's a terrible loss.
It is a brutal loss. Yes. Yeah. But no, one of them is offering me like $2 on top of what I put in already. I think that's because Tampa won in Detroit yesterday, maybe. The one that I have Tampa winning the division in is maybe looking good.
I've decided that Tampa Bay is the team. It's the only team I would say this about, but I watched plenty of that game yesterday. I had Detroit in Survivor and lost. And I would say I was more wrong about them than anybody, than any other team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody conceivably in the world might have been more wrong about the Buccaneers than I.
Sure.
But that's the one team where I was looking through all the standings today and like, okay, well, I mean, the Chargers are 2-0. Okay, who have they played? You know, there's some of that too.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jets don't look great, but they won and they're not necessarily far off from where I thought.
I don't think the jury is in on them yet. Yesterday wasn't pretty, but they won it, and that's, you know, I'd be saying the same kind of thing if the Bills were 1-1. If the, you know, it's just all right, bide your time. It's a long year. You know, January matters more than September. That kind of stuff. So, yeah, Tampa is I thought New Orleans would be a 500 team. And who knows? Maybe they still will be. It's only 2 weeks, but my God.
Yeah, you have to say, nobody expected that. I mean, I thought they were kind of good. We talked about them a few times. Yeah. But who expected 94 points or whatever in two games? Like the highest through 2 weeks. Then the Breeze Saints. Then when the Saints won the Super Bowl. Which, by the way, that really happened once.
Yes.
That's the last team to start through two games with as many points. And I think they're the only two teams since 2000. They're both Saints teams, oddly. Yeah. But that was a party yesterday. You know, for the Bills, we talked about their Miami game on Friday and are certainly here for your thoughts on where they stand, 803-0550. It couldn't have gone much better. The Dolphin game, again, really just was incredible in how, you know, from my chair, from my couch, easy it was. That's one, you know, the Bills have a lot of games on their schedule where you're sort of like, okay, they're good, but this other team is good. This is a tough spot. And that was all of those things. I mean, that was the motivation from last year and previous years that the Dolphins have yet to show that they're on the Bills' level or even better, even capable of being better. And then that game happened, and they lose their quarterback as well, and that's kind of a disaster for them. So Bills one of 5 2-0 AFC teams. Pittsburgh, of course. Right, of course.
Not concerned.
I'll give myself – I'll make an excuse for myself on Pittsburgh, who, like, all year, I'm like, they're the worst team in football. If I knew Fields was going to play, and their schedule always looked really like cake at the beginning.
Yeah.
If they were going to beat Atlanta, like now they have the Chargers this week and New England, I think, maybe. They have some pretty good-looking games.
Yeah, it's later on they get kind of jerked around schedule-wise, I think.
Or maybe they have Carolina. I'm not sure. They're fine so far. The idea, though, was that it was going to be Russell Wilson. And he would get destroyed, and they would never take him out because they'd win just enough games to hang around. But he gets hurt, and Fields is not lighting it up or anything, but he's doing okay. He's had a couple of plays called back. I watched some of those yesterday where, you know, he looks competent.
Yeah, he made one great throw after scrambling around that got washed out by, I don't remember if it was a holding, but whatever, but a flag on the play. But it was a dime downfield off of sort of a, you know, off script kind of play, right?
Yeah. To Pickens.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not looking to say that I thought they were going to be good. I'm not even sure they are good.
I thought they'd be decent with Wilson. And so I thought Fields playing, everybody's going to get what they want if you're pining for Fields. But here we are. So, you know, it's working so far, at least well enough. They're 2-0. So, and Baltimore's 0-2.
And Cincinnati.
And Cincinnati is the same. And so, you know, yesterday was, I think, with the Ravens especially losing at home the way they did. I mean, 10-point lead, 12 minutes to go, and you lose to that team. I mean, think about how we'd be feeling, whether they'd won in week one or not. To lose that game at home like that to that team, whew, man, that hurts.
Pittsburgh goes Chargers, Colts, the next two, by the way. I didn't remember who that other team was. The Chargers are one of the 2-0 teams with their wins over the Raiders and the Panthers. The Raiders won, but come on.
Right.
But easy win yesterday. Then you have Houston and Kansas City, which were thought, of course, the Chiefs, but that's like the preseason class of the conference. No surprise that those teams have started like this. Close games. Both Chief games were, you know, one play away. Houston as well. Could have lost last night, but they don't. Close against Indianapolis. So that's the NFL. But you've got five teams right now. Division, Miami, 1-1, going with Skylar Thompson now at Seattle. The Jets, 1-1, playing Thursday night. Their quarterback is old.
Right.
And then New England, also 1-1.
Yeah, that's, you know, we don't tend to dwell too much on what the schedule looks like for other teams and where things might seem, you know, maybe a little unjust. But the Jets opening with a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury, with the last game of week one on Monday night, short week Sunday, 1 o'clock on the road, and now short week Thursday for the Patriots. That's, we'd be complaining about that. And our quarterback's not 40. I think that's a pretty tough draw for them. So we'll see what they can do with that. They lost a pass rusher to injury in Jermaine Johnson. Like, he's announced he's done for the year. So they're already down Hassan Reddick, who they never really had, but they traded for him. They have his rights, but he's not there. So
the thing about their schedule that was always interesting to me was the vast difference, at least it seemed, in the three games they versus the Bills play. Their schedules, every other team in the AFC East and the Bills have the same schedule, not home and away, but they play the same teams except for three. It's the two AFC teams from the division where the Bills or the AFC East does not line up, which is the AFC South this year. So one AFC North, one AFC West, and then one NFC North, which is the relatively new 17th game. So for Buffalo, that's at Baltimore, Kansas City, and at Detroit. I mean, going into the season, arguably the three best teams in the NFL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Three of the four with San Francisco, right? I mean, at Baltimore, Kansas City, at Detroit, those are your extra games, whereas the Steelers games were at Pittsburgh,
The Jets games.
Jets, sorry, right. The Steelers do play at Pittsburgh this year, right?
Usually that's checked. Where they play, yeah.
The Jets' three extra games were at Pittsburgh, and then the Raiders, or no, Denver, actually. Not even the Raiders. Raiders finished second, so that would be Denver, and then at Minnesota. And all those games are coming up here for the Jets. Week 4 is Denver, week 5 is Minnesota, and then week 7 is the Pittsburgh game. You know, again, this is always what happens, right? Two of those teams are 2-0.
Right, maybe Minnesota's a little harder than we thought with Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell drawing up joints for him. Seems to be working out pretty well so far.
And maybe Baltimore and Detroit even are not as good.
Right.
But that's how it goes. Apart from injuries, and pretty much everybody has those, I think this is, I mean, it's at least fine for the Bills' start. Not just, of course, their record, which you can't do better, but, you know, in the overall picture.
Yeah, I feel like it's you know, it's so early, but it feels good looking. You know, we'll see where these teams end up going in another few weeks or even a couple of months. But if you look at the conference standings and see two of the five 2-0 teams are the Steelers and the Chargers, and you went into the year not expecting those teams to be a real threat for, you know, the one seed or winning division titles or anything, I think you got to kind of like how that looks. You still have to deal with Kansas City. You'll have to deal with Houston. You have both of them on your schedule. So it's really the first time in months that I have allowed myself to get lost in the idea, and it's preposterously early, but the one seed, you know, which I have not been thinking about at all. I've said it many times, spring and summer, just not, the schedule's too hard, the roster's been diminished, and there's just too much out there. I have a hard time envisioning that, but I mean, the start gives you some hope. Again, two of those teams I would not expect to be around in the battle for top playoff seeds. But, you know, the Chiefs and Texans, I certainly would expect to still be there. And then, you know, who knows who else comes from the back here. You know, nobody's that far behind at even 0-2 right now.
It's even where you sort of, especially if you have the Sunday off and you can flip around Red Zone, whatever, you think about teams the Bills have played and how much better or worse do they look. Kyler Murray yesterday had the highest rated PFF grade of the season in 2 weeks at quarterback. And he was kind of perfect. Marvin Harrison, they put Trey White on Harrison in the first quarter, and Harrison blew the game up. Didn't catch a pass after that. Like, that's all he needed to do, I guess. They won going away. But not looking good for Trey White. But, you know, the Bills did a pretty good job on
the win over the Cardinals. Looks, yeah, that can happen. I'm glad you got there. Because I was definitely thinking about that, while that game was going on. You know, I thought Arizona would have a potent offense. And for a half against the Bills, it looked like they did. And the Bills kind of shut them down. Yeah, that looks a little more like you want to, you know, couple that game with the job the Bills did on Tua and Hill and Waddle and everyone in Miami. You're like, okay, I think this Bills defense maybe is pretty good. Because Marvin Harrison Jr. was a ghost in week one. They took him away, or what the Cardinals took away, whatever happened there. But yeah, I mean, that looks like a better win, and maybe as this year goes on, Arizona will look more like that team, and when we look back at the season, we'll be like, hey, yeah, that week one win over Arizona is pretty good.
803-0550 if you want to get in week two in the NFL. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Eric Wood will join us at 4 today. 803-0550 is the number. What did you think of Bengals Chiefs?
You know, a little bit of the usual. I mean, the Chiefs get bailed out. The call was warranted.
I think so.
Really, it was. You know, I'm seeing some, whatever. I've been playing catch up. I did sit with this game for a while, so I was watching when that happened. But just like reading and trying to like catch up on everything that happened, because I didn't sit with everything that happened yesterday. You don't call a pass interference on a Hail Mary. It wasn't a Hail Mary. It was a 4th and 16. I mean, I know it's a desperation play. Anyway, the call was warranted, so the Chiefs escape. I think maybe the news there is that the Bengals looked decent. Burrow looked decent. And so that's, you know, they're 0-2, but that's not great. I feel like I would have liked to see them struggle more. If the Chiefs are going to win, I'd like to be able to shovel another scoop of dirt onto the Bengals, and I'm not inclined to do that. I think they were tough. That was a good AFC, you know, rival matchup, and you know the Bengals went toe to toe there and just, you know, lost at the end. Again, interference call, game winning 50-yard field goal. See you later.
Everybody makes those
right
now.
Yeah. So I think the Bengals, my takeaway from that is, you know, I'm not ready to assume the Bengals can't crawl out of their hole. Cause I think they did a pretty good job in Kansas City yesterday, even though they lost.
They and the Ravens, I was checking playoff odds, updated playoff odds after yesterday at BetOnline, and they're both still minus money favored to make the playoffs. They're identical. I think actually minus 140, the Bills are up to minus 500. They've taken a big jump forward with their start and the other, you know, developments in the AFC East. Cincinnati is playing on Monday night next week. So are the Bills. There are two Monday night games, the other being Washington at Cincinnati, and then they go to Carolina. Baltimore, Giants, Browns, Raiders are in there. The Bengals probably, maybe they do get out of it. Didn't surprise me that that game was tough. I mean, every time they've played, it's been tough. But I think the only thing about that call is that it's the Chiefs who get it. So it's right. Like, sure, right? I mean,
we're all just so tired of the Chiefs, but yeah.
I give the official credit. Like, it takes a little extra courage to throw a flag in that spot. Don't want to decide the game, right? That's probably what the Bengals were barking at him. You know, he kind of did that.
Yeah.
So still, penalty's a penalty, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the ball was on target enough.
It's an amazing play.
If they don't make that, you know, that contact isn't made, I'd like that receiver's chances of coming down with that pass.
Rice.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a gift, but it also was earned. You know, they were a good boy, the Chiefs, and they got a treat. The call was just, I think. So, tough to take, but all the same, I think it was warranted.
Shortest average depth of target through 2 weeks in the NFL, tonight's game notwithstanding, is Mahomes. 5.1 yards per target. That is the story, not him. This is like the story of the season so far, though, is passing volume is way down, like way down. Quarterback running, everybody figured out the value. Everybody's doing it. I don't know about the Bengals, you know, teams whose quarterbacks don't really move, but huge advantage, as we've known here for years, as anybody paying attention will have noticed for years. Nobody's talking about chances of getting hurt anymore. That one just sort of died on the vine. Now it's like, okay, well, this is a great sort of cheat code kind of play. Mm-hmm. So quarterback running is way up. Passing volume is way down. And field goals are way up, including 50-yarders. It's 34, 35 out of 39 through 2 weeks. This Fairbairn in Houston has 6 50-yard field goals already, 2 games. And their offense is good, and their quarterback is good. Like, all that is still there with the Texans, but they've kicked 6 50-yard field goals and made them all. And so I don't know what you do with that, unless you want to talk about the goalposts, you know, in the future. I don't know if we want everybody kicking any field, any distance.
Yeah.
When Baltimore got down to its last play, my buddy who was over said, just kick it anyway. It was like it would have been 78 yards, something like that. Just try it. No, they didn't do that, but who knows?
It's funny with all these kickers making long kicks. Tucker is struggling with the long kicks, and he's like he might be the guy you think of for the, like, sort of bringing this era to prominence with long kicks and consistency. He's one of the best that's ever done it, and he is struggling from distance. So, yeah, that's a little bit interesting, I suppose.
The Giants lost their kicker on the opening kickoff. He had already been hurt.
He was hurt, and they chose not to elevate a practice squad guy. And I read an explanation about that. It was, he had a groin injury. He didn't hurt his groin. He hurt a hamstring running, because that kick, I think Eckler ran it back 98 yards. It got called back because of a penalty. But he was chasing, you know, and hurt a hamstring. So they're saying, you know, well, it wasn't related to, but okay, whatever. But you had to go without a kicker. And they missed a couple of two-point conversions, missed the PAT. They tried with the punter and then didn't try a field goal late, I think that exactly. could have won them the game, maybe.
So, or tied it.
Or at least, yeah. But just tough. Yeah, tough spot to be without a kicker.
Right.
In a game where you get beat by 7 field goals.
The Washington didn't score a touchdown, and the Giants scored 3. And they lost 21-18. Yeah, maybe there's an argument here for your plan to have the kicker just run off the field.
Right.
On these fancy new kickoff, you know, stuff. And like a football player.
Let it have another coverage guy. Yeah, right.
Maybe the Giants will be pushing for that after what happened yesterday. All right, so a lot to talk about around the league. The Bills, after their win in Miami, hold the edge in the AFC East. How do they look? How does this feel 2 weeks in compared with how you thought it was going to go? 803-0550 for your calls. We'd love to talk. Eric Wood coming up at 4. As I mentioned, it's Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.